Thailand forms part of Southeast Asia's backbone of a tough stance on drugs. You risk the death penalty if you're found to be in possession of a Class A drug, such as amphetamines, ecstasy, or heroin in Thailand. But that's partly why the country's decision to legalise cannabis use in June this year is just so intriguing. Even cannabis retailers in Bangkok, like Kitty Chopaka, can't quite believe it.
I never thought that Thailand would let something be delisted before they put in rules for it. But then again, Thai politics surprised me all the time.
The ABC's Southeast Asia correspondent, Mazoe Ford, has been investigating this for tonight's episode of Foreign Correspondent. Mazoe joins me from Bangkok. It's pretty noisy where you are. Can you hear me, Mazoe?
Good evening, Andy. Yes, I'm inside a condo, so I'm fine.
Good. So given there are still such harsh penalties, in some cases the death penalty for possessing drugs in Thailand, how on earth did it come to be that cannabis was legalised?
You're right. Thailand has always has had this zero tolerance policy for many, many decades. For cannabis itself, there were, sanctions and bans enacted in 1934 from international pressure. The 1970s saw the US-led war on drugs, and that's when cannabis was classed as a class 5 narcotic here, and people caught were facing hefty fines and jail terms. So you're absolutely right. For this to happen in a country like Thailand with this kind of response is really significant. How did we get here? Well, it comes down to a few things, and one of those is politics. The current public health minister, Anutin Chanvirakorn, is the one who led this. Government-controlled medicinal cannabis, Andy, had already been legal for about 4 years, but Anutin has put the plant back in the hands of the people. At the last election, his party's signature policy was that people could grow and use the plant at home as medicine, and farmers could have a new cash crop, and it was a winner. He got the votes and the people then got the cannabis. So what we now have is that the government has taken the entire plant off the banned narcotics list for medical and therapeutic use. Unless you're under 20, unless you're pregnant or breastfeeding, it's available to anyone in any amount. Cannabis extracts have to be less than 0.2% of the psychoactive chemical THC. And the public nuisance law forbids smoking in public, but there's nothing to ban smoking in private property. There's no limits on volume that people can buy. And this is because that even though they took the plant off that narcotics list, they didn't quite have the legislation ready on all of those really fine regulations, and they're still working on that. So there's a little bit of a grey area when it comes to recreational use, and that's seen recreational use now quite prevalent here.
So imagine this is doing a great business for the country's tourism industry.
It seems like it's starting to, Andy. I mean, Khao San Road is one of the most popular nightlife strips for tourists in Bangkok. And wow, you walk along there now and there are more little stores for cannabis than there are for street food, for pad thai, for chicken on sticks. It's amazing to see that some are in trucks, like an ice cream truck, some are little pop-up stalls, some are proper fully set up retailers, some are licensed, some are not. But then even in other areas, in my own neighbourhood, in the ABC office, in the building where the ABC Bureau is, there is a cannabis shop now.
Oh, that's quite convenient, really, isn't it?
Yeah. The Sukhumvit area, which is where a lot of expats live, and it's sort of a more upmarket area of Bangkok. There are lots of cannabis stores there. And the dispensary owners that we met for this story have all told us that on June the 9th, when that law changed, that week after that, they had lines out the door and around the corner, everybody wanting to come and try. I asked these people, is it for medicinal purposes? And they said, yeah, sure, everybody's sick. So make of that what you will. But yeah, it's certainly been popular, and there are lots of people from those dispensary owners through to farmers who are hoping that this is something that will give them a boost, the Thai economy boost, And that's a welcome thing for many people after COVID-19 really did shut down the tourism industry here. We also went down to a full moon party on Koh Phangan. The full moon parties are famous among young people here, and we saw people smoking cannabis out in the open. Some people do take drugs at those parties, but no one was hiding the cannabis anymore. We also went to a luxury beach club on Koh Samui where they were serving ready-rolled joints there. Everybody all saying that they'll abide by the police direction if they're told it's a public nuisance, they won't continue. And a lot of these dispensary owners and business owners and farmers all say they will welcome the regulations when they come because that just makes it easier for everybody. If they know where the limits are and what they can and can't do, they're keen for that so that they can grow the industry in a responsible way.
Wow. Well, incredible times in Thailand. Can't wait to see your episode tonight. Southeast Asia correspondent Mazoe Ford. You can see her full report on the Thai High on Foreign Correspondent this evening, 8 p.m. on ABC TV and iView.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.